Hello.
Hello, this is Abigail from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
What is the research about?
It's about public issues facing Ector County.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest. What does that mean?
It's about, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay, so we can proceed. Do you have time to help me out with that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Both.
Okay, so you're not sure?
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Rising property taxes.
Okay, taxes. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Like excellent, good, fair, poor?
They're good here.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I think it'll stay about the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Like very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, like excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? So how would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I'd say good.
Okay. How would you rate a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
I'm going to... Not good on that. We don't do a good job on that. Midland, Texas, next door to us does, but here we do not do a good job, so I'd rank that as poor.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate public safety and low crime?
That's good.
Thank you. How would you rate natural beauty and physical settings?
Well, that would be as low as you can. This is Odessa. Ector County, that's low as it can be.
Okay, so you consider it poor?
Yeah, poor.
Okay. How would you rate the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
I guess one above poor, where it would be.
Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Everybody complains of the traffic. It doesn't bother me. Everybody complains of the traffic. We got a lot of traffic. And we don't have the roads caught up with the traffic. So I'm going to say poor.
Okay. How would you rate offering job opportunities in your field?
Oh, they're good. We'll just say excellent. If you want a job in this town, you can get a job.
Okay. And how would you rate public transportation?
It used to be poor, but I'd say, I'd say average.
Okay. How would you rate effective leadership from elected officials?
Well, depends on who you are. If you're not a business owner, I would say poor.
Okay.
If you're a business owner, it'd be excellent.
Okay.
They take care of the business owners. They don't take care of the normal people.
Okay. All right. So the quality of the public schools?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
It's going to be average.
Like, would you say fair?
Fair.
Okay. The availability of quality healthcare?
I'm going to say good.
Okay, thank you. The availability of affordable housing?
That is poor.
Okay, thank you. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
That'd be excellent.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to the next question. And we are almost 50% complete. Okay, now please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. Okay, you can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay? How would you rate it for young, single people?
I'm going to say good.
Thank you. How would you rate it for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Excellent.
Thank you. For racial and ethnic minorities?
I say good.
Thank you. For people living below the poverty line?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. For people like you?
I'm going to say good.
Okay. For entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Excellent.
Okay. For families with children?
Excellent.
Thank you. For retirees?
Right.
Sorry?
Say again.
Okay. For immigrants from other countries?
Excellent here.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll improve.
Okay, thank you. Okay, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Exeter County?
I used to be very familiar. I'm not now.
So you are not too familiar now, would you say?
Not now. No, I'm behind now. I kept up with that up to, say 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So you would say not at all familiar now?
I'd say that, yes.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? Like very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
I'd say not so confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County?
Well, like I said before, I'm not familiar now. I quit doing it 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we are almost complete. Okay, next question says, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County? Like very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not so confident.
Thank you. Okay, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? Like very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
I would say not too likely, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, okay? Okay, so what is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years college.
Some college, okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'd say Republican now.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 67.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American?
Well, just white.
Okay. Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Not anymore. Used to be.
Okay, thank you. Is your annual household income under $25,000 to $39,999,
$40,000 to $74,999,
$75,000 plus?
Yeah, I'm at
$75,000. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, I really appreciate your time. This concludes our 30. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a nice day.